Thank you, Mr. President. I'm honored that you invited me to be the first foreign leader to visit the White House in your second term. This is a testament to your friendship and support for the Jewish state and the Jewish people. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You are the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. And that's why the people of Israel have such enormous respect for you. In your first term, you recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. You moved the American embassy there. You recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. You withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. I remember we spoke about it. You said, this is the worst deal I've ever seen. I'm elected, I'm walking out of it. That's exactly what you did. And I think it speaks loudly for just common sense, just looking at things and seeing them as they are. And of course, you also brokered the groundbreaking Abraham Accords in which Israel made peace with four Arab states. We did this in 4 months. Nothing happened for a quarter of a century, but in 4 months, we were able, working together under your leadership, to have four historic peace accords. And now in the first days of your second term, you've picked up right where you left off. Your leadership to help bring our hostages home, among them American citizens. You freed up munitions that have been withheld from Israel. They had been withheld from Israel in the midst of a seven-front war for our existence. And you just freed it. You ended unjust sanctions against law-abiding Israeli citizens. You boldly confronted the scourge of anti-Semitism. You stopped funding, as you just said, international organizations like UNRWA that support and fund terrorists. And today, you renewed the maximum pressure campaign against Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, all this in just 2 weeks. Can we imagine where we'll be in 4 years? I can. I know you can, Mr. President.